Words Appear, an Engine Maker Studios production. Happy Holidays. Now, a cluster of floating homes along a tree-lined shore. One is a two-story white gabled home with a balcony overlooking a deck. Through the sliding glass doors of the balcony can be seen a messy bedroom and a woman with long black hair asleep under a maroon comforter. She suddenly sits up. She takes a deep breath and searches under two pillows. She finds her phone and taps the screen. She puts down the phone, holds her head, and then pulls back the comforter to discover a crushed bag of potato chips. As she climbs out of bed, she crumples the chip bag. She stands up and looks at a mess of crushed chips in the bed. She shrugs and eats one of them. She pulls back a shower curtain. She stands at the sink and struggles to squish the last bit of toothpaste from the tube. She finally licks the end of the tube and brushes her teeth. Back in the bedroom, she smells a blouse, makes a face, and tosses it aside. Then she smells a blue sweater and shrugs approval. Outside, she walks along a pier and bumps into a golden retriever. A dog walker struggles to untangle several leashes, and then the woman walks away. She arrives outside a modern five-story glass building, the Seattle Tourism Bureau, and steps into a large, sun-drenched lobby. She enters a staff kitchen and approaches a counter of homemade Christmas cookies. She takes a store-bought box of cookies from her bag, looks around, and empties the box onto a cake plate. She loads the box with several homemade cookies. A woman approaches wearing headband antlers.
Yeah, don't think I don't know what you're doing.
What? Is it so wrong to get a jump start on the holiday cookie swap?
More like grabbing all the cookies now so that you don't have to participate with everyone later or adhere to the dress code here.
The antlers.
I thought festive dress was more of a suggestion than a rule.
Not when it comes to Christmas, my friend.
Mia wears the antlers as they walk together.
So, I just got invited to the raclette tasting menu at the new restaurant on Union. Come be my plus one.
Wow, you know, as cheeserific as that sounds.
Come on, Mia. Don't yak my yum.
It's 12 days until Christmas. And you know how the boss gets about keeping the website timely and current.
I am the boss, but you're a friend first.
All the more reason for me to work harder so that I'm not accused of nepotism.
And as much as I love having you here, the reclusivity thing is a little concerning. You don't go out, you're not meeting anybody.
Have you been outside? It's cold, and it's usually rainy.
What are you gonna do? Hide. Forever.
Of course not. But that won't stop me from hiding for now.
Her boss looks at her and walks away.
Mm-hmm. I'm watching you.
She looks back at Mia and walks away. Mia takes off the antlers. She stands at a computer and puts a homemade cookie in her mouth. She munches on the cookie and studies the screen. Seattle Holiday Fun. She stares off and then opens a video chat with a red-haired woman.
Hi!
Hi, Mom. I would love to chat, but I am so busy at work right now.
Okay, just one quick thing. I just need your flight information.
Yeah, about that. I don't think I can come up for Christmas this year.
A middle-aged man appears.
You're not coming home?
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi, Mia. This is very disappointing. Your mother and I finally have a break,
yeah.
And we would like some family time.
You know, as good as that sounds, it's just so busy here right now, and it's, frankly, a horrible time to travel.
Don't you work in the travel industry?
Yes, which is why I know how bad it is.
Okay, just get, honey, move, please. Move. Honey, listen, this has gone on long enough. Okay, we really need to talk.
Sorry, I gotta go. But I will call you guys later, okay?
What? Mia?
Mia looks up from the screen and bites into another cookie. Now, an aerial view of the city. Mia dashes through the rain and past a wooden fence. She stops to see a soggy white labradoodle with its head stuck out the fence.
Hey, buddy.
She crouches down.
It's okay. It's okay. Please don't bite me. Here.
She pulls a slat off the broken fence.
Here.
The dog steps through the hole in the fence.
There we go. Okay.
It shakes itself off and sits beside her. Mia looks down at it.
You're free. Seriously. There's a whole world to explore. Sky's the limit. Okay.
Mia waves and hurries away. walks down a gangplank decorated with lights. The dog chases after her down the gangplank. Mia hurries through the rain down a laneway decorated with lights. The dog trots a distance behind her. The dog picks up speed as it chases behind her. Mia steps inside her home and closes the door behind her. She hangs her bag and then stops and listens. She looks at the door and rolls her eyes. She opens the door to reveal the dog, looking at her.
No! Flash those brown eyes all you want, but I can barely take care of myself.
The dog keeps looking at her.
Okay.
It steps into the house. Mia closes the door.
But we're not making a habit of this. You stay right there. I'm going to go grab us
It shakes itself off.
Wait, no. Wait.
Mia looks down at herself.
Towels.
She turns and walks away. Later, she sits at a low table eating instant noodles with chopsticks. The dog sits across from her, staring.
So what's your story? I mean, you had to come from somewhere. What, cat got your tongue? Okay, I get it. You're the strong, silent type.
She feeds it noodles.
Well, my story is that I'm not really a dog person. I mean, not that I'd actually know, because I've never had a dog. Or a cat. Or a pet of any kind. Well, you know what? That's not entirely true. I had a goldfish once. And let's just say it did not end well for Huck Finn.
She gathers noodles onto her chopsticks.
No, the rest is mine.
Now, a golden sun rises over the cluster of homes on the water. Mia's phone reads 7 a.m. She keeps her hand on the phone on the bedside table. She throws back the comforter, climbs out of bed, and puts on a sweater. She races downstairs. In the living area, down feathers float in the air like snow.
Are you kidding me? Okay, that's it. There's only room for one hot mess here, and I was here first.
She steps off the stairs and stops.
Please let that be water.
She looks down at a puddle of pee on white tile. Now she struggles to pull the pillow from the dog's mouth.
No. Okay, no. Give it to me. No. What? Seriously?
The dog snatches the pillow. Later.
It's not personal. Come on.
In a parking lot by a blue compact car.
Don't give me that look.
The dog sits inside the car.
Trust me, this is better for the both of us. Come on.
She pulls on the lead and the dog steps out. They walk towards a building, Puptown Rescue, and step inside. A well-built man with a short cropped black beard stands behind a counter.
Hi,
I'll be right with you.
He turns to another woman.
There's some pretty big gaps in this fence.
My neighbor said he'd get those fixed.
And you believe him? You'll be at work for how long?
We're putting in a doggy door so he can come and go as he pleases.
Not if you just use weed killer.
My son can also help walk him.
Your son? He's not listed on your application.
Yes, well, he's 8.
Excuse me.
You're supposed to list all residents in your household.
Excuse me? I need to just drop him off.
Did you just say drop off? That's a dog, not a sweater you drop at a dry cleaner.
Yeah, well, fine. I mean, I know there's no disputing it's a dog. I really have to get to work. So if I could just leave.
You know what? Why don't I fill that out again and bring it back?
Sure.
Or you could take this dog. You can have him right now.
No. That is not how this works.
I really need to go.
Mia looks at her.
Please don't leave me.
The woman leaves. The man turns to Mia and she looks away. Later at Puptown Rescue.
Right.
The man scans the dog with an ID device.
All right, no microchip. No collar. Looks like he's been on his own for a while.
But you'll still take him?
Can't. We're full.
You made me wait all this time to tell me no. Okay, I'm trying to do a good thing here, and you're making me feel like I'm doing a bad thing because I'm unable to take care of a dog.
Maybe you're feeling guilty.
Not at all.
You sure?
You know what? Seriously? I'm just gonna take him somewhere else. That's fine. Let's go.
We'll get the same answers. Everything's filled up right now.
Okay, I don't know what you expect me to do. I am not a caretaker.
For starters, you can give this dog a name. And by the sound of it, he's already got a place to stay.
Okay, wait, you don't...
A black and white border collie peeks around a corner and watches Mia's dog. Their eyes lock as they stare at each other. The border collie cocks its head and Mia's dog responds.
Well, thanks for nothing. This place is terrible. 0 stars. Come on, let's go.
Mia leaves. A young woman with long red hair appears.
Let me guess. Another satisfied customer.
People, think they can drop a dog off because they had one bad night?
Newsflash. Not everyone's a dog lover. And she did rescue the nugget.
Whose side are you on?
The side that wants to keep the shelter open? December rent is overdue.
She hands him a piece of paper and he sits behind a desk.
That's how it is with nonprofits, sis.
His dog lies in a corner.
She's still not eating?
Nope.
My pet psychic was right. She's heartbroken.
It's hard for both of us, but not sure what I can do about that.
Maybe take her for a walk. Yeah, cleanse your auras.
Back at work, Mia walks through the lobby with the dog. Her boss steps out of the staff kitchen and watches her go by. She appears lost in thought and then follows her. In her office, Mia works at her computer as the dog sits looking up at her. Mia's boss peeks her head into the office.
Funny. I never thought of you as a dog person.
Yeah, because I'm not.
Her boss pets the dog.
I just found him.
Oh, good. Look at that face. You know, I read having a dog can lower your blood pressure.
Not this one. He just tore up my entire apartment.
What's his name?
No idea.
You should give him one.
Why? I am not keeping him.
Because it's dignified, and how else will you get his attention?
Okay, that's a good point. But no obvious dog names like Rover or Fido or inanimate objects like Gem or food? I had a neighbor who named their dog Fudge.
Definitely not. You're better than that, and he's better than that. He kind of looks like that guy from the Gladiator movie.
Gerard?
No, that's Sparta.
Hemsworth?
No, that's Thor. You know that.
She turns her thumb down.
Russell! Okay, fine. Until I can find a place to take him, Russell it is.
Great. Russell can accompany you on your new assignment.
What new assignment?
Go out, find some interesting holiday feels, write them up, post them, voila!
Could you remind Boss Isabel that I'm just a coordinator here? I don't go out. I barely even know the city.
Boss Isabel is telling you that we are getting killed by other Pacific Northwest cities and engagements, so we need to step it up.
Friend Isabel would never make me do this.
Friend Isabel gave you this job thinking you would use it as a transition to something more suitable, but it's been 6 months and you're still here.
Mia lowers her gaze and then looks at Isabel.
Boss Isabel wants a holiday segment up on the site by the end of the day. Consider it the Christmas spirit getting you back into the world.
I think I'd rather have coal in my stocking.
Noted.
Isabel turns and skips away. Mia looks at Russell.
Come on.
Russell follows her to the computer, where she types in a search for Seattle activities for dogs. She studies the screen and then looks down at Russell, who looks back up at her and licks his mouth.
Don't hate me.
Now, a sign reads, Welcome Off-Leash Dog Area. Dogs and their owners stroll through a grassy area. Mia stands near a Christmas kiosk holding a dog sweater. Dogs all around wear festive Christmas sweaters. And now, so does Russell.
I'm sorry, bud, but it's better you than me. What do you say we kill a bunch of birds with one stone here? I mean, not literally, because I don't know what you're capable of. All right, come on.
She walks with him as she checks her phone.
Okay.
He starts to pull her.
Wait, Russell! Russell, can you work with me, please? Russell, work with me!
Oh. He breaks free.
Where are you going? Stop!
He and the border collie run to each other. They play and chase, dressed in their Christmas sweaters. The dogs roll in the grass, and then Russell shakes himself off. Both of them sit and gaze off, then chase each other again. The border collie leaps over Russell. now the border collie licks Russell's face, who lies down on the grass. The border collie lies down beside him as Mia runs over to them.
Russell! Okay, this is pretty cute.
She videos them.
Oh, you're not a friend. Who's this cutie? Oh, I love this. Adorable.
The man from Pucktown appears.
Can you not take video of my dog?
Mia turns to him.
You.
You gotta be kidding me.
What a cruel twist of Christmas fate.
Come on, Russell. Let's go.
Jules, let's go, girl.
What's the point of naming a dog if they don't come when you call it?
Does this mean you're keeping him?
No. And not that it's any of your business, but I don't have room for anything else in my life. I'm fairly new to the city. My job is more demanding than ever right now.
You know what you sound like? Every other dog owner on the planet.
Seriously? If I wanted to feel judged, I would just call my parents. And who do you think you are? Ooh, I know dogs. I like to tell people what to do and how they should be, even though my own dog won't come when I call.
Maybe it's best if we don't talk.
Finally, we agree.
Fine. And this is my park.
Oh, wow. Unpleasant, arrogant, and territorial.
There are plenty of other dog parks. Miramore on the east side is right by the river. Golden Gardens and Magnuson both have dog beaches.
Is there any dog place in the city you don't know?
Doubtful.
Well, if it means never seeing you again, they all sound great.
Okay.
Hey, Russell, let's go. Come on. Come here.
She leads him away.
Let's get out of here.
The man from Puptown pets Jules as Mia hurries away with Russell. Now back at home. Mia sits stretched out on a sofa typing on her laptop, with Russell stretched out on a rug beside her. In an article titled Possum Christmas, Mia posts a video of Russell and Jules. She closes her laptop and looks down at Russell on the floor. Mia watches him and smiles slightly. Now the sun rises over a tugboat in the harbor. Mia's hand slams down on her phone. She lifts her head and jumps out of bed.
Russell! Oh, great, now what?
She hurries downstairs to discover him lying in the dirt of a broken potted plant.
Unbelievable.
She steps in a puddle of pee. She looks down at her dripping sock. She looks up, tightens her jaw, and steps forward. Okay. Now at work, she enters the lobby with Russell. Co-workers watch Mia's video post of Russell and Jules on a giant screen. Mia walks up to Isabel.
You've been holding out on me.
What?
Possum Christmas is a hit.
Wait, really?
It's everything people love. Christmas, dogs, romance.
I don't get it. Doesn't Seattle have more dogs than children?
Whatever the reason, it has boosted site traffic 25%. When are these two love dogs seeing each other again?
Again?
Yes. This could be the holiday love story of the season. It's the magic we've been searching for.
Yeah. No, I'll keep searching.
No, I don't care what it takes. I want more content with these two cuties. Much, much more.
Isabel smiles and walks away. Mia looks to the giant screen and her smile fades. At Puptown Rescue, the owner and his sister watch Jules gobbling down food.
Is this different food?
No.
Is this a different dog? Because the last time I saw Jules, she was on a hunger strike.
I don't know. She just woke up with an appetite.
It's like Christmas came early. What changed?
I mean, she was exhausted from playing at the park yesterday.
Whoa. Playing? Oh, she must be feeling better.
And remember that really annoying woman that came in yesterday?
Dark hair, plaid jacket, muddled aura, but super cute dog?
She wasn't wearing a plaid jacket.
She is now.
Wait, what?
Mia paces outside the building with Russell. The owner steps out and crosses his arms as he watches her.
Can I help you with something?
Now, Mia shows him and his sister the video on her phone.
Okay, this is the cutest.
I don't remember giving permission to use my dog's likeness.
Oh, come on, Max. You gotta admit, it's pretty cute.
So it'd just be more things like this. Photos, videos, telling their holiday story by the way of the city.
Does this mean you're keeping Russell?
Well, no.
Don't you think he deserves to know where you stand in this relationship?
No.
I'm not working with anyone this condescending.
Excuse me, I'm condescending?
Okay, what if Mia agrees to foster Russell until he finds a permanent home, and in exchange, Jules gets a playmate, and Mia gets her content?
I can do that.
And if Mia posts her story to her site, Puptown might get more awareness, and that means more adoptions.
So they'd hang out, which means we'd have to hang out. Through Christmas.
Yes.
No.
Bro, look at them.
Jules licks Russell's face.
Jules already said yes.
If this is gonna be a thing, I need to know Russell is safe and taken care of.
What does that mean?
I need to check out where he lives.
Come over to my house. I mean, we don't even know each other.
It's not a date. It's an inspection.
Yeah, well, I don't think you'd even know the difference.
You don't agree? I don't agree.
Okay. Fine. Fine.
Okay. First things first, and I can't believe I have to say this, but we don't use a belt as a leash.
But it's Italian leather.
Max looks at his sister and she shrugs. Now he loads Mia with pet supplies.
Leash, collar, food. What's the bed situation?
He had this pillow thing until he ate it.
Russell's a dog and you're surrounding him with goose feathers. What'd you expect?
Mia bumps into a doorframe. She carries a dog bed and a bag of food.
Okay.
She unloads them onto a counter.
Dogs are an investment.
He hands her an ornament.
This one's on me. For your Christmas tree.
Oh, I don't have a tree. I mean, it's just me. Why decorate for the holidays?
It's not just about you now. It's also about Russell.
What if he doesn't celebrate Christmas? I don't want to presume.
Look at him. Clearly, Russell is a holiday dog.
He has a Christmas dog toy in his mouth.
Time to deck some halls.
Mia forces a smile. Later, they enter her home.
Go ahead.
Mia carries the dog bed. Max closes the door behind them. He puts down two shopping bags and the dog food. He looks around and sees the dogs on the sofa and near them a poinsettia plant.
This place is a death trap.
Mia furrows her brow and looks around. Max crosses the room and picks up the poinsettia.
Toxic?
Mia looks at him and shrugs. He holds up electrical cords.
Possibly fatal.
He opens the refrigerator.
It's a wonder anything survives here, much less a dog.
He's got a roof over his head, doesn't he?
Later, Max hangs an evergreen bough.
So, where are you from?
Miami.
She decorates a tree.
How long have you been here?
About 6 months.
Any family nearby? Like siblings or other adults to enhance the support system?
Nope, it's just me.
What were you doing before you got here?
I'm sorry, what does this have to do with taking care of a dog?
Russell needs a stable environment, which means he needs a stable owner.
Okay, well then he's in the wrong place. In the last 2 years, I've been a cater waiter in New Orleans, a bartender in Austin, and a line cook in Denver, so it is what it is.
Okay, well at least he'll be well fed.
Mia rolls her eyes.
Why Seattle?
My friend from college lives here, and it was the furthest I could get away.
Away from what?
From everything.
She hangs an ornament on the tree.
I think the tree is done. What do you think?
Max checks out the tree.
Where's Russell sleep?
Like, right there.
No.
What do you mean? Wait, no, hold on, wait, hang on a second. Hey, wait, no, where are you going? No, hang on a second, no.
She chases Max up the stairs with Russell's bed and into her bedroom.
Hold on a second. What are you doing? Hard no. This is my room, my space.
The likely reason Russell chewed up your pillows is because he has separation anxiety. You have to show that you're here for him. So your space is now his space.
He tosses down the dog bed. Jules and Russell appear and lie down on it. Mia smiles and takes out her phone. She videos Russell and Jules on the bed. She backs up and bumps into Max. Russell and Jules turn and watch them. Max steps back and looks at Mia.
Okay.
They lock eyes for a moment and then Mia shrugs.
So are you signing off?
For now. But This is still the probationary period.
Seriously?
Do I look like I'm kidding?
No, not even a little bit. Okay, well, I held up my end of the bargain, so tomorrow, I'm gonna make you hold up yours. These dogs in Seattle, celebrating the holidays.
Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Mia stares at him and nods. At home in the morning, Mia lies in bed.
Okay, I'm up. I'm up. Hold your horses.
She gets out of bed and steps into pee, then stares at Russell.
Okay. That was your warning bark, not your I have to go bark. Got it.
Meanwhile, at Puptown Rescue, Max walks up to his sister at the counter.
The landlord just called. Rent payment is officially overdue.
It's okay. I just got off the phone with Mr. Baker's office, and they don't anticipate any issues with their annual gift.
That is such a relief.
Good news. It's not kennel cough for Luna, and all the others are up on their vaccines.
Thank you for making the rounds, Dr. Hannah.
Oh, were you kidding? Spending time with these doggos is the best part of my day. I will see you next week.
Dr. Hannah waves and hurries away. Max's sister looks at him and smiles.
So, home inspections went a little late last night.
Place needed a lot of work.
And you're seeing her again today?
No. Jules is seeing Russell again today. I'm just chaperoning.
Right. Joint chaperoning. With snacks for two, I see.
Mia needs all the help she can get.
Okay. Have fun.
At work with Mia and Isabel.
So it's official. The city of Seattle is Jussel obsessed.
Wait, did you just say Jussel?
Jules and Russell, unless you prefer rules.
Please, no more rules.
Well, I have a great idea to build on Seattle's obsession. There's this POV app where fans can go to our website, which turns your phone into a sort of disposable camera that allows you to take photos and videos of Jussel in the wild. So we can incorporate fans' footage to drive even more interactive engagement.
It sounds really cool, but I can't imagine people being interested in two random dogs.
Have you not seen the comments? People can't get enough.
Of Russell?
Not just Russell. Jules. What's her story? Who does she belong to? Is he cute? The fans want to know, and so do I. So, is he?
More like bossy and insufferable.
Yeah, but like cute, bossy, and insufferable.
No, the kind of insufferable that sends coordinates instead of an address.
Or a man who thinks outside the box.
Is he? It's not a date. It's a work thing that you assigned.
Yeah, but work, Mia, doesn't have to get in the way of person, Mia. Don't forget, where's Mr. Bossy Pants from, where to get Jules, and is there a Mrs. Bossy Pants in the picture? Gotta give the people what they want.
Later, in a forest, Mia and Max walk the dogs.
So what's your story?
Not sure what my story has to do with anything.
Well, your story is Jules' story, and the people want to know.
I'm just the tour guide.
Okay, well then, as a responsible foster parent to Russell, I feel like it's really important to know who he's spending his time with. Preferably before I die on this hill.
Fine. Seattle, born and raised. I have a younger sister, Penny, who you met. My parents are away on a 2-month cruise to Antarctica. I'm a long-suffering Mariners fan.
You love dogs.
I do.
Why dogs? Why not cats or bearded dragons?
You ever try hiking with a bearded dragon? I grew up with dogs. They accept you for who you are, and you know exactly what you're going to get. They don't lie, and they don't leave.
Mia turns and looks at him. Later, in the forest, they walk across a footbridge with the dogs on leashes.
Are we there yet?
Almost.
Thank Christmas.
Okay, it's just up there.
They let the dogs go.
Oh.
They run to a bandana-decorated Christmas tree.
Oh, hold up. You're telling me that I just hiked 2 hours for this? It should be raining marshmallows and candy canes. Will Ferrell should be dressed in an elf costume jumping up and down. There isn't even any snow.
We don't get a lot of snow in Seattle. You might have a skewed idea of Christmas. And hiking.
This was supposed to be a romantic holiday dog romp through the city.
You wanted a holiday themed activity for dogs. Well,
he goes to the tree and takes down a bandana.
Here it is.
He hands it to Mia and ties a bandana around Jules's neck.
Good girl.
Tie it around?
Yep, just like this.
Mia ties the bandana on Russell. Later, they all pose for a selfie. Shafts of sunlight break through the trees behind them. They turn to each other and lock eyes for a moment.
So, is that it?
Not exactly.
Later, in the forest, a creek flows over driftwood and past rocks covered with moss. Up ahead, water cascades over a soaring rock face. Max and Mia stand at the foot of the waterfall and look up.
Wow, this is so beautiful.
Worth the hike?
Definitely worth it.
They gaze up at the falling water. As seen from a distance, the water falls from a great height over the gray rock face, nestled in the evergreen forest. Later, they walk back through the woods.
So, Russell's concerned about something.
Oh yeah, what's that?
Have you ever dated someone new where, for whatever reason, they only want to come to your place? Like, maybe they're hiding something?
I get it. Say no more. I'll bring him over.
You will?
Sure.
Oh, you mean without me?
You said Russell's the one that's concerned, right? Just say it, Mia.
My boss said that viewers want to see where Jules lives.
And you couldn't ask because...
Because you have a tendency to say no to most things.
Well, not this time.
They continue walking along the trail. A golden sun rises above the skyline of Seattle. Russell and Jules run up a flight of stairs and into a simple living space, followed by Max and Mia.
Did you just move in?
About 4 years ago.
What's with all the empty frames?
On the wall, framed pictures and some empty frames. Jules looks at Max.
Russell, give me the toy. Russell, leave it!
Hey, don't talk to him like that.
She takes a pink bone toy from Russell.
It's okay. It's okay.
Max shakes his head and Mia studies the toy.
Biscuit, who's Biscuit?
Doesn't matter.
He grabs the toy from her.
Certain things Jules doesn't like to share.
Jules and Russell have been sharing toys all week. What's this about?
You know what? I think we're done.
Okay. Text me tomorrow?
No. I mean the whole thing.
Now Max opens the front door. Mia steps outside with Russell.
Max, we had a deal.
Max shuts the door. Now, a view of the houses along the waterfront. At home, Mia steps onto the deck and puts down a bowl of food for Russell. She sits down and looks at him.
Hey, I know you're upset, but skipping breakfast is not an option.
What if I add chicken?
Max with Jules.
Just to be clear, this is not my fault.
This is totally his fault. He's the one who kicked us out, without a reason.
She has no understanding of boundaries. I know what that toy meant to you.
I mean, if they can't even share a toy, we don't know what's next. We're lucky we got out when we did.
We should be glad this is over.
We don't need this drama.
We don't need this headache.
I actually feel better. Don't you?
This is good. Right?
At Puptown, Max arrives. Penny sits behind the counter reading from a website. Breaking pup date. Jessel split.
Really?
What now?
Christmas cheer has run out for our favorite doggy duo. Russell and Jules have consciously uncoupled. Please respect their privacy at this difficult time.
What is this?
Only the biggest Seattle breakup since Bill and Melinda.
I cannot believe she posted this. It's no one else's business.
So it's true? What did you do?
Why do you assume this is my fault?
What? Did she put water in the Bullmark food? Did she buy a retractable leash?
I just didn't see a future.
Didn't see one or didn't want to see one? And did you see Jules?
Beside her in his bed, Jules rests his head. Now at work with Mia and Isabel.
This is a joke, right? Turning the best, most heartwarming holiday tale into the saddest Christmas story ever?
I wish it was.
Mia, what happened?
Honestly, I don't know. One moment it was all jingle bells, and the next, we were in the doghouse.
Well, you have to fix it.
I don't think I can.
Later at home, Mia sits on the sofa with Russell, his head resting on her lap.
Sorry, buddy. I know, right? This is why we don't put ourselves out there.
Mia looks towards the door.
Okay, there we go.
She gets up and leaves Russell on the sofa. He follows her to the door. Mia opens it and stares at Max.
Would you believe a surprise inspection?
Oh, look, Grassy. Someone with a lot of nerve just showed up, and he doesn't even have any treats.
If I had a tail, it would be between my legs.
Yeah, well, now is not really a great time. Russell and I are super busy. We've got so many holiday activities lined up, and our social calendar is full.
She starts to close the door.
Let me explain.
She stares at him.
Think Russell wants to hear me out?
I think you misheard him. He's actually telling you to get lost.
Please. It's not about me. It's about Jules.
Mia looks at him for a moment. Later, they walk outside near Mia's house.
This isn't the first time Jules has been in love. There was someone else.
Let me guess. Biscuit?
Jules was just a puppy when I rescued her, so Biscuit was all she knew.
And I assume Biscuit had an owner?
My ex-girlfriend, Amy. For 3 years, we were inseparable.
Then what happened?
They sit on a bench together.
We broke up last Christmas. She took Biscuit and moved to L.A., along with half our stuff.
That's the half-life?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Sounds rough.
I mean, yeah, you build a life with someone thinking they're the one, and then they leave. You don't bounce back from that right away, if at all. I mean, Jules certainly didn't. So I resolved to never let that happen again. But then Russell came along, and the toy. No, I wasn't ready for it. But now, without Russell, Jules is back in her funk again.
Russell, too. Zero interest in plants, pillows. It's silly, but it's also endearing that these two souls found each other after all this.
It's almost unfair to get in the way.
So let's give these dogs a chance. All we gotta do is promise not to fall in love with each other so that the dogs can.
Easiest terms ever spoken.
It's hard to even say without laughing. So agreed. We'll continue to meet up for our dog's sake.
They shake hands.
Put out the press release. Jussel is back.
At home in bed, Mia checks the time on her phone. 6 a.m. She sits up in bed to discover Russell beside her. She steps out of bed and looks down at the dry tile.
Good boy!
Later, in a park.
Russell! Good boy! Good boy, you did it! You did it! Good boy! Yes!
Now, in a farmyard with Mia, the dogs, and Max.
Come on, girl.
You brought me all the way out here to see a barn? Where's the Christmas?
I'm sensing patience doesn't come easy.
Never had the time for it.
They walk towards an open barn door.
Come on.
Wow.
Inside, a man with dyed blonde hair carves a piece of wood with a small chainsaw. The man looks at Max.
Oh, it's good to see you. Long time.
Yeah. Mia, this is my buddy Eddie.
Best of the best.
Hi, it's so nice to meet you. I can't believe that you do all of this with that.
Well, every artist has their tools. Mine just requires a little gasoline.
Mia's from the Travel Bureau covering dogs and Christmas in Seattle. Would not be complete without her seeing what you do.
Well, Christmas is my busiest time of year. Animal lovers like this guy can never get enough of their pets. I haven't seen you in a while, Max.
Haven't been out in a while. But Mia here has been dragging me all over town.
Well, I mean, the dogs have been dragging us both.
It looks to me like no one's getting dragged around anywhere here.
Mia looks at Max, and he turns away.
Well, like he said, it's a work thing.
Right.
We'll let you get back to it.
It's good to see you, bro.
You too.
They hug each other.
It's nice meeting you.
Me too.
Eddie goes back to carving. In the farmyard, Max throws something for the dogs, and they run after it into a green field.
Wow, your friend is really talented.
He sure is. And sorry if he implied that we were...
A couple? It's weird, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, we barely even know each other.
I don't even know how you started running a dog rescue.
Well, when I got out of the Navy, I was volunteering at the shelter, helping a pair of dogs with returning vets. They're very therapeutic, especially with PTSD.
Sounds like you're really making a difference.
Yeah, it's a big part of what we do. When the director retired, the board asked me to step in. I know it doesn't look like much. We have to fight every year just to keep it funded. But it's worth it.
You're lucky that you found what makes you happy.
What about you?
I'll let you know when I find it.
They look at each other for a moment, and then the dogs run back to them. Back at Puptown, Max dances while stalking a display with Christmas merchandise. He wears a white, form-fitting long-sleeved shirt that shows off his muscular frame. Penny appears and smiles as she watches him. Max sees her and stops dancing.
What was that?
What was what?
That sound that was coming out of your mouth. It wasn't angry or sneering. It almost sounded like singing. And not just any song, but a Christmas song.
Max checks his phone and smiles.
And Max, it's good to have you back.
Meanwhile, at work, Mia checks her phone with Isabel.
You going to do some yoga?
No. Thanks to you, I'm on my way to another excursion with dogs.
Oh.
You wanted it fixed. It's fixed. You've seen the site?
Oh, I've seen it. And all the videos people are sharing, 5 days till Christmas, and traffic is higher than ever. So I take it he's behaving better?
Yeah. He's definitely a lot less bossy and inseparable.
I was talking about Russell.
Right. Yeah. Him too.
Mia, you're not catching feelings, are you?
What? No, absolutely not.
Because it would be totally okay. I mean, you have to admit he's not bad to look at.
It's hard to notice with the barking.
I wasn't talking about Russell.
Neither was I.
But seriously, though, you seem less insufferable too, and I am all here for it.
Isabel watches her walk away and then smiles. Now in the woods, Mia walks across a footbridge with Max and the dogs.
We're almost there.
Seriously?
They walk along a shady path.
Just trust me, all right? Not everyone gets a chance to see this.
Yeah, that's because it's a place people go in and never come out. It's true.
They arrive into a clearing. Trees come to life with twinkling Christmas lights.
Wow, it's amazing.
They call it the True Love Christmas Tree. It's a little hard to find because they move it somewhere new every year.
Why do they make it so hard to find?
It's how that's how love works. I guess you gotta get lost sometimes before you find it or it finds you. Some people never do. Oh, I had Eddie make these.
He hands her a small package tied with a white bow.
Oh. Surprising and helpful.
Look, I know I haven't seemed like the biggest fan of this whole Russell and Jules thing, but I've really enjoyed myself these past couple days. I know Jules has too. Seeing her with Russell, it's like, maybe there's hope.
He hangs a handmade wooden Jules ornament on the tree, and Mia hangs a Russell ornament beside it. The two halves form one ornament.
They complete each other.
It's cheesy, isn't it? I knew it.
No. No, it's really beautiful. I love it.
They look into each other's eyes. They look up.
Uh-oh.
Now they run in the rain with the dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
they step into Mia's place.
You deal with the dogs, and I'm going to change and get you something dry.
On it.
Okay.
Okay, come on, guys.
He crouches down with a towel.
Right here, right here. Yes.
Mia appears from upstairs.
Okay, this should be clean.
Max peels off his wet shirt, revealing a smooth, muscular torso.
What do you want me to do with this?
I'm sorry, what?
My shirt? Can we stick it in the dryer or something?
Oh, yeah, of course.
She grabs his shirt and stares.
And maybe I can put on that one?
Absolutely, yeah, you should definitely. That on.
Thanks.
thanks.
She hands him a school t-shirt, then looks back at him as she leaves the room. Max squeezes into the tight shirt as Mia returns.
Is this where you went to school?
Yes, it is.
What'd you study?
Biochem.
Okay, didn't see that coming.
Yeah, well, it's the old me.
They look into each other's eyes for a long moment. Max smiles slightly and leans in for a kiss. He looks to the front door.
Are you expecting someone?
Not that I know of.
Mia hurries to the door and opens it.
Mom! Dad!
Surprise!
Mia looks back into the house at Max, and her mom and dad look at each other.
What are you guys doing here?
Well, when you said you couldn't come home for Christmas, we decided to come to you.
Jules jumps up on Dad.
Oh, wait, Jules, stay.
Oh, my God, does he bite?
And you are?
Max Covington. So nice to meet you, Mr. and Mrs. Park.
Well, it's actually Dr.
Sorry, Dr. and Mrs.
Mm-hmm. No. Dr. and Dr.
That's a lot of doctors.
Yeah.
So you went to school in Miami as well?
Oh, no, this is Mia's.
Is it?
Huh.
And he was just leaping, right?
Right.
Right, okay.
Sure you guys got a lot to catch up on.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you both.
Yeah.
Come on, Jules.
Great.
Yeah.
Come on,
girl. Mia hands Max his coat.
See you later.
Yeah, see you later.
Mia's mom watches as Max leaves. Mia closes the door. Mia looks back at her mom.
Oh, Max seems nice.
Yeah, we're colleagues.
Oh, colleagues who share clothes.
We were working, and then it just started raining, so... Mm. Doesn't matter.
Russell lies on the sofa.
Didn't know you were a dog person.
Oh, yeah, well, it's just until I can find him a permanent home. Frankly, I'm really surprised to see you guys.
Oh, well, we just wanted to see how you were, darling. And can you blame us, the way things were left?
Yeah, well, you have nothing to worry about. Look, I'm doing great.
Mm.
Oh,
this is
great.
Great.
Super great.
You know what? I'm going to just take a minute. I'll be right back.
She turns and walks away. Russell follows and brushes past Mia's mom.
Oh! Oh my God! That is a lot of hair!
That is a lot of dog.
Later on the deck, they look out over the water.
I'm worried about her.
Jim, you promised we wouldn't overreact.
Well, I think our reaction is appropriate, given the situation.
She seems so lost.
Above them, Mia stands at the balcony sliding doors in her bedroom. She gazes out, appearing lost in thought. She turns away, grabs a throw pillow, and tosses it onto the bed. She sits down beside Russell and pets him. In the morning, on the deck with Jim and Cindy.
Any luck?
No coffee.
No, not even instant?
No.
Mia's up yet.
No.
I need coffee.
My daughter loves her bed more than life itself.
Say that again.
Morning.
Oh, what have you got there?
Russell had to go out, so I gathered some breakfast.
Oh.
Chai for you, Dad.
Thank you very much.
No fat, you remember.
Wow. And I got you your favorite. Everything bagel?
You are the absolute best.
Gluten-free, I suppose, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Oh, well... Thank you. Cheers.
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 Whoops.
Now a sign reads, "Putt with your pup." At a game of mini golf, Mia videos Max. He putts a ball.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Okay.
Mia videos him with Jules. Russell looks up at her.
Your parents didn't want to share in the golf festivities?
They opted for the diving Santa at the aquarium instead. I'm going to meet up with them later.
Too bad. They're really missing out.
I mean, honestly, it's probably better this way. They're both doctors who've dedicated themselves to saving lives, and here I am chasing dogs around in Argyle sweaters in between six geese a-laying and seven swans a-swimming.
Still, though, they have to know you're doing something good.
I don't think they see it that way. To them, I'm just a giant disappointment.
I can't imagine that's true. They love you. They're your parents. Otherwise, they wouldn't be here.
I know they love me, but... The reason they're here is because they're worried about me.
Worried? About what?
it doesn't matter.
She walks away and Max follows.
Clearly it does matter.
They walk together. Mia stops at a counter decorated with an evergreen display. She turns to Max.
Okay, how do I explain this? My parents aren't the only doctors in the family.
You're a doctor?
Yeah. I was.
What happened?
It was a crazy night at the hospital. This patient came in with stomach pains and didn't have insurance, and they asked her to wait in the hallway. And so I had just been rushed into an emergency surgery, and when I came back out, she was still sitting in the hall, but her skin was jaundiced and her pulse was barely readable. And it turns out she was internally bleeding the entire time. So I rushed her into surgery, and by then it was too late. She died on my table. And then I got reprimanded for operating without authorization. That's the night I left, and I never went back.
Max reaches out and takes her hand.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I became a doctor because I wanted to save lives, but I can't do that with one hand tied behind my back by a system that's broken.
So that's why you're still searching?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you spend your entire life working towards that one goal and that one dream only to get there and realize that it's not what you thought it would be. So yeah, I don't know what to dream about next.
Max looks at her and shakes his head. He reaches into his pocket and checks his phone.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? You don't look okay.
Listen.
Hey, Max, if you have to go do something, totally go. It's fine. I'm good. It was also kind of freeing just saying the story out loud.
I'm sorry.
Hey, it's good. I should probably go meet my parents anyways.
I'll call you later.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Mia watches him walk away with Jules. Later, at a waterside cafe with Jim and Cindy.
Oh, and that diving Santa was something else, wasn't it, honey? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and I got you a little something.
A straw sun hat.
Ha ha.
A hat?
Yes. Just a little something to remind you of Florida.
Mom?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just a little bit worried about you, sweetie. All the way out here, away from everything, really, and doing who knows what.
Can we just be together and have me worry about my own life, please?
You should tell her. Tell her.
Tell me what?
Your mom and I are going to retire.
Mm-hmm.
And we would like you to take over the practice.
What part of I don't want to be a doctor anymore are you not getting?
Everyone has setbacks, kiddo. Yes. What matters is how we get through them.
Yeah, and it would be your own practice. You could run it however you want, make all your own rules.
Okay, so this is why you're here.
You are a gifted doctor, honey. And we would hate to see you throw it all away because of one unfortunate event.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunate event? Is that what we're calling it now?
Doctors can't save every life, honey. But we can't stop trying.
Okay, well, if this is the reason for your little pep talk, you just wasted a trip.
What did we say?
Okay, here, let's go.
Obviously the wrong thing.
Come on, Russell. Let's go.
That went well. Not.
See you at the house.
Jim places a hand on Cindy's shoulder. Later, Mia arrives at Max's door with Russell. Max opens the door and steps outside.
Mia.
Hi. I'm so sorry to show up like this. I needed space for my parents. Turns out the only reason they're here is because they want me to take over their practice, and they want me to pretend like that thing that happened never happened. Wait, is there another dog in there?
Yeah.
A white terrier steps outside.
Oh my gosh, who's this?
This is Biscuit.
Oh, hi. Wait, Biscuit as in...
Biscuit.
Mia?
A woman with long brown hair.
This is Amy.
Mia stares at Max.
Amy? Mia.
Amy smiles.
Hi.
Mia stares back at her.
Hi.
Amy holds Biscuit in her arms. With Amy.
I can't believe I'm meeting the famous Russell in real life.
Oh, you've seen the videos?
My friend sent them to me. And Biscuit went absolutely bonkers over them, so I just knew I had to get Biscuit and Jules back together for a visit.
Amy's also here visiting family for the holidays.
Of course, but I also think Biscuit really missed his friend.
She looks over at Russell and Jules.
So, what is the deal with them? Is this just till Christmas, or...?
I mean, who knows, right? Given Jules and Russell's strong connection, anything's possible.
Biscuit scratches his ear.
I'm sorry, is Biscuit okay?
It's just allergies. But are we sure this isn't, like, a showman's thing? You know, just putting a couple together for the publicity and the clicks?
Come on, Ames.
What, you can't believe everything you see online? I mean, look at them. It's just like old times, right?
Have you had him check for psoriasis? Because that silver patching is actually a telltale sign in humans.
Oh, well, it's a good thing he's not a human then, right?
Amy turns away and picks up a mug.
Oh my gosh. Max, I can't believe you still have this. Wait, where did we get this again? Was it Youth Village?
It was the flea market.
With the actual fleas. Oh.
Mia watches them.
I think I should go.
Max looks at her. Now she steps outside the house with Russell and Max.
Hey, sorry about that. She just showed up.
Just the season, I guess.
Hey, your parents. Sorry you're having to deal with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long day.
Yeah, but I'll see you tomorrow for the Santa's Helper 5K.
Honestly, you really don't have to.
But I want to. And Jules is looking forward to it, too.
Okay, yeah. See you tomorrow.
All right. Bye.
Max watches her go and heads back towards the house. Now at dusk on Mia's desk, Cindy looks out over the water as Mia appears.
Hello. Hi.
They hold glasses of red wine.
Oh, I've been watching your videos. I can see why they're so popular. The dogs are adorable together. Warm and festive. Well, that Max isn't hard to look at either.
Mia forces a smile and sips her wine.
So, what happens after Christmas? Do you just give the dog away?
Yeah.
What about Max?
He might go away, too.
Then what?
Mom, I don't know.
I'm really sorry about what happened earlier. It's just your father and I know that medicine is something that you loved.
No. What I loved was fixing things that were broken. Healing things that hurt. If I don't have the freedom to do that,
no,
I don't...
Sweetheart, I know it's complicated. But you can still help. You can still save lives.
Mia looks at her for a long moment. Cindy forces a smile and turns away.
Go see where your dad is.
Mia watches her walk away, then stands alone, appearing lost in thought. Now at Puptown with Max and Penny.
I cannot believe Amy had the nerve to show up here.
She wanted the dogs to see each other.
And you believe that?
She said it was wrong of her to take Biscuit out of Jules' life.
Yeah. And?
And that we should come visit them.
In California.
You should have seen how happy Jules was to see Biscuit.
Well, I think that she's plenty happy with Russell and Mia.
It's not an either or. We're seeing them later this afternoon.
Look, I just want it on record that this is the happiest I've seen you in a long time, and I think we both know why that is.
Amy arrives with Biscuit.
Hello. Hope I'm not interrupting.
Your timing is impeccable, Amy.
As is your charm, Penny.
To Max.
I don't know about you, but there's only so much holiday baking with my family I can take. Would you and Jules be up for some last-minute Christmas shopping?
Max glances over at Penny. She rolls her eyes and glares at him.
Sure.
Penny looks away. Now Max walks down a city street with Jules and Biscuit, and Amy with a notepad.
I am so productive today. Leave it to you to keep me on track.
So, what do you think about January?
Is a month?
For you to come and visit. Jules would love it. It's sunshine, beaches for miles, a much-needed break from the rain and the cold.
Amy.
Just hear me out. You know that moving to California had always been my dream. So when I got the job in L.A., it felt like everything I wanted. But as great as this new life has been, I realized that it is not everything, because it's missing you. Angels.
It's been over a year, Ames.
I know, but we're so good together, Max. Us and the dogs. I guess what I'm asking for is a second chance.
Max takes a long breath and looks away. Meanwhile, at the Santa race, with Mia on her phone.
Hey, Max. Hopefully you're on your way, because the race is about to start and the Santas are getting restless.
She ends the call and looks around. Meanwhile, at an outdoor cafe with Max. He checks his phone.
Oh, no.
3 missed calls from Mia. Max stands up.
Come on, girl.
He runs with Jules. Up ahead, a Santa hat lies on the pavement. Max slows to a stop. He looks around and sighs. Back at work with Isabel and Mia.
I was doing fine in my own little world, taking care of myself, which is hard enough, I might add. And then Russell shows up, and I was trying to do a nice thing, you know? Be a good citizen. But not according to Max, who comes into my little world all bossy and annoying and takes me to go see that stupid tree.
What tree?
The one that's hidden in the middle of the forest.
Max brought you to the true love tree. Mia, he likes you.
No, he was doing it for Jules and Russell.
Oh, no, you like him.
No, I don't. It's just an assignment.
Then why are you getting all worked up?
Because I got caught up in the story and I started to picture a life here in Seattle. I even started to like the rain. I don't know, maybe my parents are right. Maybe I gave up my whole life for what? I just need to get back on track.
Now at Mia's place with Jim and Cindy. Yeah,
so much hair, Russell. You need to get a trim.
Big, beautiful dog. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Hi. Hi, sweet.
Hi. Hi, honey.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. Of course.
Mia checks a call from Max the Tyrant.
You need to get that?
No. It's nothing.
She sits down with her parents.
Everything okay?
Yeah. I've been thinking about what you said, and maybe you are right. Maybe I was just running away from life and the career that I worked so hard for.
Wait a minute. Does this mean you're coming home?
I still need time to tie up some loose ends.
Cindy and Mia stand up and hug.
Best Christmas ever.
She's coming home.
So happy. Oh.
Mia hurries to the front door.
Can't you hear that? She's coming back to Miami.
She opens the door to Max and stares at him.
What are you doing here?
Can we talk? Please?
Now they walk along a laneway.
Yes, I was with Amy and Biscuit, but I came as soon as I realized.
Hey, you don't owe me anything, Max, okay? It was just a stupid race.
Don't say that.
It's true. If anything, it just helped confirm my decision.
What decision?
I'm going back to Miami.
Wait, what? Back to the thing you moved across the country to get away from?
Yeah.
Don't stop searching for happiness just because you haven't found it yet.
Yeah, well, sometimes you have to make the most of what you've been given.
Sure.
You keep everybody at arm's length out of a fear of getting hurt.
Fair enough. But at least I own it.
Bye, Max.
Max watches her walk back down the laneway. Puptown. Penny stands behind the counter on the phone.
Max.
I'm not in the mood right now, Pen.
It's Mr. Baker.
Max takes the phone from her.
Mr. Baker, glad to hear from you. I'm sorry, what? But your office said... Times are tough, of course. Yep, Merry Christmas to you too.
He hands the phone back to Penny.
They don't have the funds to make their donation. Which means we're not gonna make our year.
Meaning we lose the rescue?
Max stares at her and then looks away. Penny averts her eyes and hangs up the phone. At work, Isabel stands at a computer with Mia.
You're mad at me.
No.
I was supposed to have a happy holiday ending for Russell and Jules, tag all the businesses, make it a holiday love letter to the city. Boss Izzy would have fired me by now.
But friend Izzy feels bad for pushing you outside your comfort zone in the first place. Seeing how miserable you are makes me wish we had never done this.
No. It's exactly what I needed. To open up, and I'm really grateful for that. You're a good boss, Izzy, but you're an even better friend.
They give each other a hug as Russell watches.
Or maybe I'm just the fool who wants to still believe in love and hope at Christmas.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
They look up to see Penny at Mia's office door. She gives a little wave. Later, in the office with Mia.
So there's nothing else Max can do?
Penny shakes her head.
Does he even know you're here?
Oh, no. I heard things went south with you two. He's actually taking it as a sign that he should move to California.
California? But his entire life is here. Everything he loves is here.
Right? But at this point, we don't even know if Pop Down's gonna make it to the end of the year.
Okay, so you want me to help get the word out to find these dogs a home?
I just figured since Jessel has such a huge following.
Mia turns away, then looks over at Russell lying on the floor. She looks back at Penny.
I have a better idea.
At Pup Town with Max.
A fundraiser.
I need to finish my job and you need to save yours, so this is a way to combine both.
How's that?
Well, people are expecting another Jules and Russell post, and my boss wants me to tag all of the businesses. I figured we could invite the entire community to join and make it an adoption fair as well. People are invested in Jessel, and this will help give them a chance to save the place where they first met.
Why are you doing this?
Because I know how much Pup Town means to you, and is a huge part of who you are. I'm not gonna let you let that go.
Penny turns to Max.
What do we have to lose?
Remind me to tell you that I'm mad at you for going behind my back.
You're welcome. So, what do you say? Holiday rescue operation?
Operation Holiday Rescue?
Operation
Holiday
Rescue.
Okay.
Penny walks away. Max pauses and then turns to Mia.
And about what was said the other day?
Hey, we were both upset. But we should get started if we want to be done in time for Christmas Eve. It's time to deck the halls.
Max smiles at her. Now back at work, Mia types at her computer. An update on the website reads, Operation Holiday Rescue. A prompt reads, published. At a printer, Isabel hands a stack of flyers to a female assistant.
Go put these everywhere.
The assistant hurries away, and Isabel smiles. Later, in a store window, a woman puts up a flyer, while on the sidewalk, another woman hands out flyers to passing pedestrians. Now, in Eddie's barn, Max and Mia move a huge picture frame.
That's good.
Yeah,
okay, great.
She goes to her parents at a booth.
Thank you so much for being here.
Of course.
She walks over to the hay bales stacked like a sofa and arranges cushions. Eddie arrives with a wrapped present, followed by Isabel. Penny works at a laptop and posts photos of Russell and Jules. Cindy and Jim are busy at their booth. Mia picks up flyers with photos of dogs to be adopted. She posts them on a wooden display. A sign reads, Pup Town Dog Adoption. Amy arrives with Biscuit on a leash.
Hi. Oh, hi. So it turns out you were right. Biscuit has psoriasis.
Oh, well, I'm glad you caught it early.
No, you caught it early.
Mia smiles and averts her eyes.
So, how can I help?
Mia smiles again and hands her some dog flyers. Max appears a distance away. He stops and watches them together. Later, in Eddie's barn, Max hangs a banner that reads, Pup Town's Holiday Rescue. Mia operates a projector.
You had time to put together a reel as well?
This was Penny's doing, actually.
Between all the footage, she says she had enough to highlight a compelling love story.
Can't believe it all came together.
No, it's not bad for a last second effort.
I know you don't think you're making a difference, but that's all you've been doing since the first day I met you.
Mia smiles and Penny appears.
Oh, hey. Are you ready to do this?
Yeah.
I think so.
This is going to be amazing. Let's go.
Outside, a woman guides a gray dog through an obstacle course. Another woman kisses a beagle mix wearing a Santa hat. In the barn, a man poses with his dog beside Russell and Jules. Nearby, Penny and a woman with long brown hair man a smooch the pooch booth. Eddie carries a carving of Russell and Jules with Isabel.
We are going to make a lot of money with this. Thank you.
Happy to help.
You're really good with your hands.
I'm here to adopt.
A dark-haired man to Max.
Hi. So I...
No need. My name is Troy, and I already know the drill.
He hands Max an application.
I have a lovely three-bedroom with a fully enclosed 942-square-foot backyard, natural grass, no pesticides or weed killers, dog door already installed. I work from home, as is my partner Dale, who is very active. Maybe not as active as you, but still, he will take the dog on daily runs. I will accompany the dog to lunch every day. We are both committed to being the best dog parents we could possibly be. Troy. I don't know, did I miss something?
The most important thing. Are you going to love this dog with all your heart?
Yes. Of course. You're going to smother it with love.
Penny smiles nearby.
Okay, you're good to go.
Well, you're a lot nicer than people say.
Thanks.
You're welcome, Mr. Christmas.
Penny appears.
Let's take you to meet Dexter.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Now at the donation station, cash is exchanged, a credit card is inserted into a debit machine, and more cash is placed in the till. A man in a bowler hat walks his little black dog. A sign reads, "Strut your pup." Max watches with Mia.
Okay, they're the cutest.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Why do you look like you just swallowed a lump of coal?
Penny wants me to make a speech. Says it's what normal people do.
Yeah, but you're not normal people.
Exactly. Last time I made a speech, I lost my lunch.
Penny.
Before we announce the winner of the silent auction, we are going to have a few words from the director of Puptown himself, Max Covington.
Max approaches and stands before the crowd. Isabel and Eddie watch in the crowd.
I'm Max Puppington. I mean, Covington. The director of Puptown Rescue. I would like to thank myself.
Mia rushes to his side.
I mean, I would like to thank you all.
Thanks, Max, for pretending like you suck at public speaking and forcing me to come up here. I get it, you know? I've been rejected from Puptown, and Russell was turned away.
What?
I know, right? Who gets rejected from a rescue? Max wouldn't let me give Russell up. And what I thought was going to be the worst thing that could possibly happen to me actually turned out to be the best. Russell introduced me to things, places, people I would have never met otherwise, and changed my life in ways I could never imagine. See, I didn't think that I had room for anything else in my life. And now I can't imagine my life without a minute.
Max and Penny share a smile.
He got me out of my head, had me open my heart, and made this cold, wet, gray place feel like home.
She locks eyes with Max.
How could I possibly give that up?
Cindy and Jim laugh. Isabel and Eddie smile. Amy watches with Biscuit.
Which is why I've decided to officially adopt Russell.
Max and Penny join in the applause. Jim hands Mia Russell's leash.
So, I guess my takeaway this holiday, or I mean, holiday season, is that we should take a chance on ourselves and each other. Make room for others. Find the thing that makes you happy.
She looks over at Max, who smiles.
Because it can change your life. And certainly changed mine.
Max smiles back at her. Isabel and Eddie raise their glasses. Cindy and Jim join in the applause. Mia pets Russell and hugs him as Amy watches with Biscuit in her arms. Penny smiles and applauds with Max.
Amy, hold up.
What a day.
Yeah. Listen, Ames, about California.
Your life is here. I don't have a right to ask you to leave. It's nice to see you so happy, Max.
I truly want the same for you, too. And this doesn't mean that Jules and Biscuit can't stay in each other's lives.
Sure. Yeah, they can FaceTime.
She kisses him on the cheek. She walks away with Biscuit. Max watches her go. At the donation station, Penny counts cash. Max appears.
Right.
Mia and Isabel join them.
This is it. Make it or break it.
Okay. Penny punches numbers into a calculator. Mia stares at the result.
I'm not great with numbers. Does someone want to tell me what that means?
Penny looks at Max.
We're still really short.
Mia and Isabel stare at him, and he bows his head. The donation station with Max, Penny, Isabel, and Mia.
Max, I'm really sorry.
It's not all lost. Some of the dogs got adopted, like Russell. And we can just use this money to resettle the dogs we still have.
Jim appears with Cindy.
Well, maybe this will help.
Will this cover the difference?
Jim hands him a check.
And then some. I don't know what to say.
Jim shakes his hand.
Thank you.
Very happy to help.
Max and Penny hug as Mia rushes over to Cindy and Jim.
When you said you didn't want to be a doctor anymore, we worried that you were turning your back on your gifts.
Then we saw you with Russell and all of this, and we realized that you are saving lives.
And we couldn't be more proud.
Group hug, come on. We love you, baby.
Nearby, Russell and Jules cuddle on a hay bale. Later in the barn, they join Max and Mia.
Guess this is it.
I guess so.
Well, I think we get another point for not giving up, right?
Yeah. Hey. Thanks again. For everything.
Yeah.
They smile and look into each other's eyes.
I should probably get back to my parents.
Max nods.
Hey, Russ, let's go. Russell, come here.
Russell hurries to her side. Mia looks at Max.
Good night.
Hey, Mia.
Mia turns around and looks at him.
Yeah?
Merry Christmas.
Mia smiles at him for a long moment.
Merry Christmas, Max.
Max watches as she turns and walks away. He looks behind at Jules and then walks over to him. He kneels down and scratches Jules behind the ear. Now in the morning, Jim and Cindy stand together on Mia's deck.
Merry Christmas.
Glad we came here.
Good morning, sleepyhead. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Annie.
Mia hugs Jim.
I wake up sooner.
Rough night.
Cindy hugs Mia, and they all sit down.
Cheers.
Yeah. Yes. Cheers.
Cheers.
They toast with mimosas.
Listen, I can't thank you enough for what you did to help the rescue and for being here and celebrating Christmas together. But I'm not going back to Miami.
We know.
Pretty clear to us that you've created this beautiful life here, and we just want you to be happy.
So I've been thinking about what we talked about last night, about saving lives, and I still want to do that, but with animals.
You want to be a vet?
Wow. What do you think of that?
We think
you'll be extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
Really? Yeah. So, is that all you want, Mia?
No.
Meanwhile, Max steps into the barn with Jules.
Hey, come on.
He puts a wooden crate on a counter.
Come on, girl.
He looks up at the banner that reads Puptown's Holiday Rescue, then walks past a tall Christmas tree with twinkling lights. He approaches the projector, casting images on a white sheet. He stops and smiles at images of Russell and Jules. Then he watches himself with Russell and Jules. He smiles to himself. Projected on the sheet are more images of Russell with Jules, then Russell running in slow motion across a green lawn. Jules watches Russell on the screen. Mia and Max appear in the woods. Max watches the screen with a slight smile and swallows. He continues to watch images of Mia and himself outside, smiling and playing with the dogs. Jules looks up at him.
I know.
Max watches the screen. Mia together with Russell. She smiles and waves.
I know.
Now Max runs along a wooden path with Jules. Coming in the opposite direction, Mia runs with Russell. Max and Jules run along the trail. Mia and Russell run along pavement by the ocean. Max and Jules hurry down a flight of concrete steps as Mia continues running with Russell. Jules breaks free of Max.
Jules, wait!
Russell breaks free of Mia.
Russell, wait!
The two dogs run along a pier towards one another. They arrive on a patch of green grass and play. Mia and Max run towards each other. They meet on the grass with the dogs. They face one another.
You.
What are you doing here?
You first.
Came here to find you.
Same.
Don't go. I know we promised we weren't gonna fall in love. But all I know is I love Jules, and Jules loves Russell. Somehow, somewhere, I fell in love with you too.
He looks into her eyes.
Don't go because...
I'm not going.
They look at each other and smile.
I found what makes me happy. It's you. And the dogs. All of it.
She smiles at him. Max puts his hand gently on her cheek and draws her close. Their lips meet and they kiss. Max picks her up and spins her around. Russell and Jules watch together in the grass. Nearby, Max lets Mia down and they continue to kiss. An aerial view shows them kissing on the grass by the harbor with a sweeping suspension bridge on the distant horizon. Baby, you are the best part of the season. You're the only gift I needed. I need you, baby. Fade to black. Credits. Audio description by Descriptive Video Works. Written by Stephen Groves and narrated by Paula Hoffman. Cast. Jessica Lowndes, Ezra Moreland, Linda Boyd, Christopher Shire, Cassandra Sawtell, Sarah Formosa, and Jonathan Bennett. Producers Ryan Ennis, Mark Petey. Written by Alyssa Lee. Directed by Terry Ingram. Copyright 2024 Dogbone Productions Incorporated. Logos appear for Engine Maker Studios and Chorus.